Elizabeth Edwards touched on a variety of issues ranging from health care to homeland security in an hour-long appearance before an enthusiastic crowd at a union hall in Kenosha. The strongest response, a standing ovation, came as Mrs. Edwards criticized a Bush administration decision to increase medical insurance co-pays for veterans and a proposal to create a $250 benefit enrollment fee.
John Kerry knows something that you know and I know, and that is that these men and these women paid their enrollment fee to the Veterans Administration when they put on the uniform of the United States military.
A spokeswoman for the Veterans Department said the proposed fee, which would have applied to higher income veterans, was never enacted. Several times during her speech and question and answer session, Mrs. Edwards urged audience members to generously volunteer their time to the campaign. Bob Sanderson, a 47-year-old auto worker, said the fiery speech was enough for him to decide to work even harder on behalf of the Kerry Edwards ticket.
I'm going to get out and do everything that I can to make sure that the right person is in the White House come November 3rd, or is on his way to being in the White House, because I don't want to wake up November 3rd and think that I didn't do everything I could to make sure the right guy got in there.
The Union Hall crowd of about 500 was bigger than campaign coordinators had anticipated. A partition was pushed back before the speech began to accommodate the crowd. For Wisconsin Public Radio in Kenosha, I'm David Cole.